This is Will's Band of the Week for July 10th, 2022. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with Anurag from the Kitchener, Ontario Bureau.
Hello, everyone.
And for, depending on your perspective, we're either really late recording this or early, right?
I think we are very, very, very late. You want to explain why?
Yeah, we're late. Yeah. Well, I explained it on last week's podcast.
Oh, I didn't get to it yet.
With okay. Chris, yeah, because we bumped Chris ahead because you were really busy the rest of the week. So kind of threw the order around, changed it around a little bit. So
well, you did catch me at Canada Day. So, and we were hosting our neighborhood party. So it was just too much happening. So I would not be able to give my best performance on Will's Band of the Week. And you know that's a big no-no, right?
Uh-oh. Yeah, this is going to be important here. Evaluation. The committee is going to have an evaluation later this week without your presence. And, you know, I can't disclose what's going to happen, you know, behind closed doors.
Exactly. So I said, no, let's just wait. But, and you were resourceful enough to, you know, arrange for an alternate, what do you call, co-host?
Right, and it worked out well because, other than having to skip a week, but now I've got this crazy upcoming week because I've got gigs with three bands this week. Like I never get gigs with my bands, my old aging rocker bands, but about 3 months ago, I kind of just decided we've got to get a gig and try to, you know, just to motivate ourselves to play and hang out and have fun and stuff and.
Of course,
So I got this gig, and I got two of the bands that I play in lined up to play this gig. And then I was asking around to try to get a third band, because they wanted to have three bands at this venue. And now, the big, huge disappointment was I tried to get Jason's band. That would have just been awesome.
Oh, my God.
But he couldn't do it. So, unfortunately, when I got down to about the fifth attempt to find a third band, it ended up being also my band. So the whole gig is going to be with my bands. So that means we have to actually practice. And it's the last week, so I'm going to be very busy.
So how many songs are you going to do?
I don't know. Each band will play like 10. And then one of the bands has a gig where we have to play three sets the night before. So
oh, wow.
I'm like I'm an actual working aging rocker this week.
And is this all for the love of the music, or is there money involved too?
I think the Friday night one at the picnic, we might get paid for that one.
Oh, cool.
But the club gig on Saturday night is for the love of music. And,
okay.
It'll all be over by the time this podcast goes up, so maybe I can give a report later. Hopefully we'll find out that nobody else got COVID and we were okay and we actually were able to do it. So, oh man, so Anurag and I were going to record like basically the day that I got COVID, and like as the day went on, I was feeling worse and worse, and then we were going to record in the evening, and I finally decided, nah, this is just not going to be, it just would have been bad. So, and then you got busy, and then Chris said he could record later in the week. So it all works out. So as it turns out, we're recording on July 4th, the American holiday. And you know what I'm doing to celebrate July 4th today?
Oh, I forgot today was July 4th. What are you doing recording? Aren't you out in a parade or something?
No, I'm actually wearing my Toronto, Canada shirt.
Oh, that's right.
That's my statement I'm making. We're envious. My wife asked if you could adopt us all.
What happened?
It's just not good times in the United States these days. Just not good times.
Oh, okay.
And there was another shooting at a parade today. And it's just like, it's a daily basis. It's just not good. It's not going well here. So, let's focus on music instead.
Yes.
Because that's what unifies us. And even if it doesn't unify us, it gives us a source of joy. All the young people, sometimes aging rockers, but usually it's young people who are creative and cool and play cool music. And they did it for us again. Gave us some more music this week to talk about, right?
And I find it so infuriating when I sit around my friends who are about the same age as I am, and they'll go on and on about how the music is not good anymore. It just bothers me so much. It's like, you assholes. Oops, sorry. You have just listen. You will find so much good stuff out there. And they're such young kids.
I think they're not paying attention. That's the reason. The only reason to not find good music these days is you're not paying attention.
In fact, well, I took one of my friends, he's slowly becoming one of my best friends, to a concert by Pink Mountain Tops. I said Pink Floyd. My God, that would have been huge. Mountain Tops.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, he was very skeptical, but he gave it a listen and he liked them. I mean, we didn't stay for the whole concert. But he stayed for a little while, and the thing was, we took our wives along too. Mm-hmm. And after two or three songs, they were like, "Okay, when do we go? When do we leave?" They just started, just hang on. But yep, I took him, and he was pleasantly surprised. So yep, all you oldies, keep listening to new music.
It's worth it, even if you can enjoy three or four songs. I think
a bit. Yeah,
I mean that's a short amount of time, but I'm still on board with the whole idea that like a 30-35 minute set is great.
If it's a good set, then yes. But sometimes you need to let them, you know, just get there. Like Pink Mountain started with, they're really heavy rockers, and they started, the first two songs were really slow and soothing songs. And my friend kept looking at me. I said, no, hang on. Just give them a chance. Don't go anywhere. And he did. And he was pleasantly surprised. So, yep. So it depends on the set, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe we should have played the jingle for that, but now we're past it.
I didn't give my report earlier of Pink Mountain Tops.
You had the Pink Mountain Tops in your top 10. Was it even number one, like three or four years ago?
Yeah, at some point. In fact, they're... Pink Mountain Tops is their side project. The main band is Black Mountains. So they basically did better as a side project than with their main thing. So I don't know. It's difficult to explain.
What's funny when that happens. But, you know, it can happen from time to time.
It can. It was a good show. We were only like 50 people there. That was disappointing.
But it was a good show. Was it at the Horseshoe Tavern?
Horseshoe Tavern, yep.
See, I guessed it. Because that's like the legendary indie rocker place on...
That's true.
Is that on Queen?
The Horseshoe Tavern.
Like on West Queen Street?
It's on Queen and Spadina, yep.
So, okay.
Yep, West Queen. Yep, you're right. You're
see,
right.
I still
you know
my Toronto.
Than I do.
I know it a little bit. I know it a little bit. I really got to get back there sometime. I think it's a cool city.
Yep. I have another live report, if you want to
You do?
That.
Well, okay. Well, then we got to play the jingle.
Okay.
All right, this is exciting.
So I saw on 23rd June my favorite artist ever, Waxahachie. I finally was able to see her live.
That's great.
And yes, it was so exciting. It was really late, but I didn't care. I said, I got us. She's in town. She's just come up with a new, supporting musicians. Hmm. She totally revamped everything. I think her sister used to support her. She isn't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on the Danforth Music Hall, pretty far away from where I am. But I went there. I sat through for 2 hours, listened to her music. I was totally, totally enthralled with the sound of her voice, which is surprising me exactly the way it sounds on a studio album. Mm-hmm. I was quite surprised about that. And I missed the opening act, the Ohms, because I was running late. But I got, it was perfect. I really, really liked it a lot.
You got a decent seat despite being late?
Yeah, I was. In fact, I should have chosen the general admission, just gone through the crowd and just gone as close as possible. But I chose a seat, so that was like way at the back, but didn't matter. Hmm. You could see. Yeah, it's not a very big hall, about 1,500 people. But it was very good. I was kind of getting scared that, you know, in the past experiences in which you couldn't really hear the person singing, mm-hmm. you could just hear the music. But no, this, they had a good sound quality there, so really enjoyed it.
Great.
And yeah, I'm waiting for her next album.
And any word? It seems like she'd probably put one out at some point. We were at wife and son were at a brew pub just getting a beer and an appetizer the other day. And a song came on, and I thought, you know, it kind of sounds like an artist I'd be familiar with, but I'm not sure what it is. So I used the phone app. Oh, yeah. You know, the Shazam, I believe it is. They built it into Apple phones now. So I dialed it up, and it was Waxahachie. So it was great, because then that started a conversation. I said, this is Anurag's favorite artist.
Holy cow, she just blew me away with the sound.
Oh, that's cool. Yep. Yeah, so I saw their band, you know, it's probably been 3 or 4 years ago. Okay. They were super, super professional, high quality, high fidelity. You know, this is just a really, really good quality show. So
it was. Yes.
Cool. Yeah. So she's like in her prime, right? I mean, she's not slowing down. She's probably still gaining in popularity.
She did release a soundtrack, but it was just like a couple of songs. And I'm not going to say they were very good, but it's Waxahachie. I like everything she does. So give that a listen to.
Great. Okay. Let's see. What do we got? Nobody died recently. So this is the thing. We're recording early in the week. So somebody might die or something might happen. So if you're wondering, why are we not talking about that? It's because we don't know about it yet. Right? Is that a good excuse?
That's very, very true. And let's hope nobody gives us any bad news. Good news is acceptable.
Right. Exactly. Well, we lined up three diverse and interesting artists for this week. Should we start rocking?
We should.
So, do you have a preference for the order? Do you want to nominate somebody, or should we just roll?
Let's just roll, yeah.
Okay. I think the first one we mentioned was Otoboke Beaver. So let's talk about them. So,
that's right.
This is group of Japanese women, and I first heard about them when we went to South by Southwest the first time in 2019. They were there, and
wasn't there a controversy within the podcast? Somebody didn't like them. Was that it?
There may have been. So, well, this is what ended up happening. Barrett became like the super fan, and I did not see them because I was seeing some other band that I had, you know, on my list. You know, got to make your choices, right? Mm-hmm. And I know Barrett loved them, and I know like at least one or two other people saw them. I'm pretty sure David is not a fan, so maybe that's where, I don't know. There's, when you hear it, you'll probably understand why it can be kind of polarizing. It turns out they've played, I think, several times at South by Southwest. They keep going there, hoping to get indie rock stardom, and it never works. But from what I'm reading, they're getting a boost of popularity with this latest album. So they're kind of, maybe they're finally getting their due.
They are visiting Toronto. I'm very tempted. It's just the day of the week is odd, so I'm going to see if I can escape from my house to see them.
The artists don't always make it easy for you. So no Otoboke Beaver in Kitchener, huh?
No, I still got to go to Toronto.
So anyway, they might have a few albums, but or at least a lot of releases maybe that not on major labels and stuff.
Sorry, keep cutting you off. I just saw today that they performed in 2009. Like, holy crap, they've been around for a long time.
Right. And they Well, we're going to play some music, but I think they... I kind of call it thrash rock. It's kind of like, you know, it's like there's a lot of yelling and there's a lot of sort of discordant noise and stops and starts and crazy. I mean, it's not like
Wouldn't that be punk rock? Hmm? Sort of thrash? Wouldn't that be punk rock?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's probably punk rock too, right? What would you call it?
I'd call it punk rock. It's very, very... They have a very Japanese sound. I don't know if I should say Japanese sound or Kyoto sound, but it's. I've heard a few Japanese bands, and the names totally escape me right now, but it seems very familiar.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, it's. I think it's fun, and I'll talk more about it. Let's play some music first, and I have some more things to say. Let's go with, this is fun, 18 songs, 21 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
this is a fun one. Number 15, it's called Dirty Old Fart Is Waiting For My Reaction. It's a 58-second track.
That's right.
So here's my struggle, okay? I think that a lot of this, my reaction is that it's funny and it makes me laugh. But then I realize that I think they're trying to be partially funny, but some of it they're actually like in a rage, right? And they're kind of like trying to make a point. So then it makes me feel guilty that I'm laughing if they're actually making a valid point, which they often are. So I don't know. It's just cool in every way, I guess.
I've listened to this a few times now, and surprising that I don't remember, but aren't there a couple of songs in English on this thing? I think they are.
Yeah.
They just keep repeating a phrase over and over again, and that's the song.
Right. I think that last song, there was English in there. But you sometimes you can't tell because of the way they...
Yeah,
you
the
know,
same
it's
too. That's
yelling
true.
And it's really fast and
yeah.
They've got all the titles in English on this
that's true.
Release,
yeah.
But yeah, yeah,
that's true.
The album is called Super Champon, and a champon is something like a food dish, right? It's like
I have no idea, never heard of this word before.
I think it's a food dish.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. You can correct yourself next time.
Yeah. All right. You got a pick?
Yeah. Let's play the number 6, Leave Me Alone, No Stay With Me.
Oh, That's Otoboke beaver. Yeah.
I just looked up, so champon in Japanese is a noun meaning a mixture or jumble of things of different types, referring to their mix of genres in the album. That's what they said. So in 18 minutes, it's a lot of genres.
Isn't that funny? Just in that song, there are like five different changes.
There were so many changes.
Something comes up completely unexpected. which is really part of the fun of it, right?
It is. It's those, the shrieks and the screams, and yet, I don't know, it's pleasing.
And I wish I had seen them live now, and I hope I get to in the future. But obviously, this is not something you can play. I mean, it sounds maybe to the uninitiated like they're just banging on the instruments or whatever, but there's a precision to it that takes a huge amount of skill to play.
And you're right. Now, how did they do this live? Such short songs.
Yeah, I think they just rock. They just rock out. Yeah. All right, let's play another one. We can easily do four. I'll take another pick, and then you can have one. Let's do. Okay. Actually, the title I like the most is "I Won't Dish Out Salads," but I think the song I'm going to go with is number two, "Yakitori."
Mm, that's a good one.
There you go. Otoboke beaver.
They're really, really catchy. That's all I can say. And the funny thing is, you put on the album, you can't focus on anything else. You have to listen to what they're saying, what they're playing.
Commands your attention.
Commands your attention.
Yep. Fun stuff. All right. Do you have another pick?
Yeah. Let's listen to the one. I think you've already played it on the podcast, George and Janice.
Oh, yeah. Love that one.
That's a good one.
Dedicated to the proprietors of their record label, Damably. Yeah. Yep. All right. This is fun. George and Janice. There you go. I'd be honored if somebody wrote a song like that about me.
I really want to see them live.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me too. Yeah. So we talked earlier about the Say Sue Me album that also has a song called George and Janice. That this came up. Very, very different version. The one by Say Sue Me is this really kind of whimsical, kind of you know, quiet, tuneful track. Really different. So very fun. Yeah, check them out. Otoboke Beaver.
Yes, highly recommend it.
All right, on to the next artist. Do you ever have it happen that you, you know, you've heard a band and you think you like them, but you really can't remember what they sound like? You're just like, I remember this band being something I kind of liked. And then you
listen to them again. Okay.
And then you're like, okay, well, I guess because I remember that I liked the last album, I guess I'll listen to this one too. So this is what happened with the band Flasher. So their last album was in, just looking it up now, it was released in June of 2018. So 4 years ago, they put out an album called Constant Image. And I saw them live opening for somebody, and I can't remember who. And I just remember thinking, yeah, this is a cool band. And then they were going to play at South by Southwest this year, I'm pretty sure, and then they canceled. So didn't get to see them. But I just had them in the back of my head. And then this new album came out. And everybody says it's different than the last one. And I never went back and listened to the last one. I just remembered I liked it. I think it's a little more synth-based, a little bit less guitar-dominated. Although there's some super guitar tracks on this one, too. But it's got kind of a cool vibe. It's got kind of a flow to it that's a little different than the last one. And there, now I've said everything I can say about it, so now we just have to play the music, right?
Yep. Let's listen to something.
The new one's called Love Is Yours. And let's see, I took some notes here. Did very serious music journalism. I decided to start with number three, called Little Things. That's Flasher from Washington, D.C.
Well, it's a good thing I have never heard of Flasher before you recommended it to me, because it sounds like they were a really guitar-based band before this, from what I've been reading. Mm-hmm. And I should check out their previous albums too, but if I had listened to that and then came back to this, I'd probably have been disappointed. But because I didn't, I know I'm confusing everyone. Sorry about that. But I really, really like this album a lot. It's soothing. It's peaceful. It can be funny too at times. And it's the wordplay is really interesting. It keeps you engaged. And I didn't realize that one of them is from formerly of Priests.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Taylor Mullets. I don't know how to pronounce that one. She's from Priests. I didn't know that. He is from Priests.
Well, I guess it's not surprising there's an overlap there with cool DC bands. But
so you said you remember their first album being, the previous album being really good, but nothing other than that, right?
Yeah, because I didn't go back and listen to it, and I just, it's kind of weird, right? Because it's like, it feels sort of disrespectful to say, hey, I liked that album, but I don't remember it. But I think that's just one of the problems when you listen to so much music, you know?
Yes.
But I know that I liked the album, and I saw them as an opener and liked them. So, to mm-hmm. my credit, that made me interested enough that I wanted to listen to this one, and then I liked it, too, so... Yeah, it's got sort of, there's a vibe to it, right? It's got some sort of, I don't know, I don't want to say easygoing, but there's something that flows really well, and it's really recorded well, and it's just, it's all just, it's just nice to listen to. Let's play another track, Anurag. What do you got?
Well, I had it lined up, and I'm totally missing it. It's Better, I think that's the name of the song.
There's one called Better. I'm Better, yep. That would be track 8.
Yeah, somewhere there. I'm Better. Living is so hard lately. Radiate the revelation through, and all of the answers escape me. Indulge in every point of view.
That's Flasher from the new album, Love Is Yours.
Again, I really like the way they have kind of changed the pace on the song sometimes, and just the, you know, just the pitch, and move into another direction, bring it back to back home. And it's always very interesting when I hear this music. But I don't know if I can listen to it over and over and over again. That's the biggest problem I have.
Hmm.
Yep.
That one had an interesting... surfy guitar that came in there,
yeah,
which is
that's true,
kind of unexpected, and that was cool.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, I'll pick another one. Let's go for another deep cut. It's a 13 track album, 36 minutes, pretty good length.
Mm-hmm.
Number 11, Damage. That one had a lot of different sounds in it, right?
It did. A lot of sense.
Very, very interesting. Flasher.
Overall, I think it's an okay album. I like the first half quite a bit. And towards the end, I like the instrumental that they have. Pink, I think, right? Number 10. But overall, I'm not going to give it an A+, probably B+.
All right. We'll take that. There was one of the first songs they released on the album was kind of a disco-sounding track called Sideways, which I really liked.
Okay.
So pretty fun stuff, I think. So worth a listen. If you liked those tracks, give it a listen. See what you think.
Yep.
So, all right. Should we keep on rocking?
We should.
So I'm curious to know what you think about this. And I have a way to pose the question, but we'll get to that. But we're going to talk about the Stroppies from Australia, from Melbourne, from Nicholas's backyard. I think they sound really Australian, like they could not be from anywhere else. And interestingly, Nicholas is not a super fan. Like, I think he thought it was okay, but he listened to this a little while ago and said, not so sure about it. So I think this is the third, Stroppies album we've talked about, and I just like them, and then I saw them live, and then I talked to the guy, and he was a super nice guy, so I'm just kind of on board. I'm automatically on board for the Stroppies now. Okay. So they just came out with this album called Levity, and I don't know, I've given up everything, again, that I have to say, so I've poisoned everybody with my comments already. But extensive music journalism has determined that we're going to play track two, because track two is always good, and this one's good, and it's got a fun title. It's called Smilers Strange Politely. That's the Stroppies. The new album is called Levity, which I wonder if they're trying to be ironic, because levity is not how you would describe the sound of the album.
Yeah. But that was a good thing. I really like that song a lot. So my impression of the whole album is that I would not have paid attention to it much if you hadn't forced me to do my homework.
Mm-hmm.
And once I started listening to it, I just couldn't stop listening to it. I love the album.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
It just blew me away. Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I was wondering, though. We've talked recently about how you do not consider yourself a fan of jangle pop. And I'm like, is this jangle pop? I mean, now I don't even know what Jangle Pop is. So it seems like...
Well, then I didn't really was... Then I did put my negative thoughts aside if it was Jangle Pop, because it... I mean, I started liking the album after the first listen.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to get back to it over and over again.
It definitely doesn't sound like the Smiths, right? So it's not that kind of Jangle Pop. So, okay.
No, that Jangle Pop doesn't appeal to me at all.
Good, we're in the clear then. All right. Any other comments, or would you like to just highlight a track?
Let's just go to the track. Up to My Elbows, number 5.
It's kind of a rocker, isn't it?
Is that classified as a jangle pop? I don't know. I just thought it was so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty rocking for jangle pop, if it is. Yeah.
Well, if that's what jangle pop is, all right. I will give Smiths another try.
Okay. Well, that doesn't mean you have to go. I mean, the Smiths never rocked like that, right? I don't think.
Uh-huh.
So I think...
And also, just an FYI, my daughter loves the Smiths, and she also doesn't understand why I don't like them. So.
That's pretty funny. That's good.
Yep.
So, having listened to the last couple Stroppies albums, I think where this one differs is the trying to be a little more challenging. And it's interesting because I think this album has fewer just pure catchy melodies that grab you on the first listen, and more of like a little more experimentation. Like they have some long instrumental stretches. But I think it's all good. I think it's still really a band that I really like a lot. So really fun.
I know you've talked about them earlier, and I didn't really pay much attention to them, but this album, like I said, just I could not stop listening to it. Even more than Flasher, so.
Yeah, good. Yeah. All right, glad we had reasonable success here. Because I don't like to, when we do the pre-production, we're like, well, we got to find some bands to talk about. And I feel bad if I, make somebody listen to something they don't like. So, usually it turns out fine. And, if there's something
you don't like something, I will let you know.
Yeah. You aren't afraid, actually, to let me know, so. Well, that was actually my next pick, so we're on track there. Let's see. Let's go back to number three, which is another good one, called Material Condition. That's the Stroppies.
The bass line was really, what do you call that?
Prominent?
I was going to use the word skippy. I guess that's the words the engineers use. I have no idea. It's just very choppy. That's the word I was looking for.
Well, whenever anybody mentions the bass line, I think that's a good thing. It means the bass has made its way to the forefront of whatever. It's catching people's attention.
Yes.
All right. Are we greater than $0?
I think we are.
You know, we hit greater than $0 so early that and then we're just cruising from that point forward. And then, you know, people think, I've gotten my $0. I'd be totally fine if this podcast ended right now, right? And then it doesn't end, right?
Mm-hmm.
It keeps going.
It's the bonus song of the week. It's the bonus song of the week.
So, you got one?
No, I'm not ready. So, you go ahead first.
Okay. This is somebody usually gets caught off guard. Like, wait a minute. Yes. I need a bonus song of the week. Okay. All right. See, I had one and I was like, should I really do this? Yeah, I'll do it. So, last week we talked about some arena rock. Arcade Fire.
Oh.
And I was thinking about arena rock. Mm-hmm. And bands that are huge. And like last week I disparaged Mumford and Sons. Because I just don't like them. But you know, sometimes there's arena rock that's actually pretty good. But then usually for people like us, we just like it gets oversaturated or whatever, and it's just like not fun anymore, and it's just too huge and but I actually got to thinking about a comment that Dana Margolin from Porridge Radio made when she was interviewed about their new album. And it was basically a reference to how they record and how she writes songs and how she wants the chorus to just like jump out like and be really dramatic. And so she made this crack that she wanted to sound like Coldplay. And then she was like, but then she was kind of like, Well, I mean, not really like Coldplay, but, you know, but kind of, you know. So then I was thinking about Coldplay. So then I thought, okay, go to an arena, or like, I think Craig is supposed to be seeing them at Wembley Stadium. Stadium rock. They're even too big to be arena rock now. I think I've played this song on the podcast before, but I kind of think that it's either just like ridiculous over-the-top stadium rock, or it's sort of a classic, sort of kind of a great song. So I don't know. See what you think. I'm gonna jump in so I can get to the rocking part. So we'll start a little around a minute to for this song called "Fix You." When you lose something you can't replace, when you love someone but it goes to waste, could it be? Will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you. To let it go, but if you never try, you'll never know just what you were. Lights will. There's some stadium rock for you. So there could be like 60,000 arms waving or something, lighters going or whatever.
There are two instances in which I remember this song clearly. One is there's a video that went viral, I think 10, 12 years ago, in which this guy who was obese and lost enough, like the whole video was of his journey losing the weight for his niece. I think he was raising some money or something, and he ultimately just ended up running the Boston Marathon.
Oh, wow.
He lost so much weight.
Wow.
So just look for it. It's pretty good. I'll send you the link if I can. The second is, I think the movie in which it came out last year, I forget what the name was, in which suddenly the whole world has no memory that Beatles ever existed. Do you remember that movie?
Oh, no. No, I don't.
I don't remember the name of it. And this guy who's just been through the accident, and he starts to play Paul McCartney's... shit, I'm totally forgetting all the songs now. Yesterday. That's the name of the movie too, Yesterday. So he started playing Yesterday, and everybody's astounded by the song. And the first song they compared the Yesterday to is, oh, it's not like it's Fix You, like the song Fix You. And I'm thinking, that kind of, these two, I don't know why, whenever the Fix You comes on, these two memories just come flooding into my head. So, yep, it's not interesting. It's just a sidebar.
That song was also featured in a in a TV series called The Newsroom. I don't know if you ever saw that.
Oh, yes, I've seen it. Yep. You're right, yes.
That was a really, really good series, I think. And it was, they had an episode where that song was played at the end, and it was like, for dramatic effect, you know.
Yep.
It's like stadium rock combined with a tender story or whatever.
I have seen them right after they released their Viva Vida, that album.
Viva La Vida. Yeah.
Yeah. So I saw them after the release. I don't recall them playing the song. Or did I leave earlier? I don't know.
I think this came after. This came after Viva La Vida.
Oh, it did?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not positive, but I think so.
That's the reason why.
Yeah. That would be a reason if they hadn't written it yet. They couldn't play it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think that, like, as far as, like, songcraft, that's like a, you know, it's like a Beatles song. So if, like, if you're going to trash that, mm-hmm. you probably should trash Hey Jude and whatever, Let It Be and Yesterday and whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously there's an argument. Well, the Beatles did it first, but still, you know, to be able to write an anthem like that takes some skill. So.
Oh yeah, it does, and I think they've lost that. That ability, or I've listened to some of their previous stuff, and I've not enjoyed it at all.
Yeah, I haven't really been able to listen recently. Maybe they'll do like Arcade Fire, and they'll put out an album that's really good, and I'll actually decide. You know, who knows? You never know. All right, that's my bonus song of the week. I'm sure you come here to hear a Coldplay song, so happy to oblige. All right, now do you have one? You've had a few minutes of prep time now.
I do. I thought, let's all listen to Waxahachie's new song. So if you can just do your magic and look for Waxahachie's EP that she released this year called El Defo. E-L Defo, D-E-A-F-O. It's basically an Apple TV original series soundtrack. I think it's one of those animations series.
All right, I've located it. It's five songs.
Yeah, and we'll play tomorrow, the last one.
I don't see a problem. I'll draw you a map, meet you when I can. I gotta follow my own.
That's really good.
Despicable You, Waxahachie.
So she's got, this says Apple TV Plus original series soundtrack. So that's totally big time. That's indie rock stardom right there, right? If you get an Apple TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great, right? She's getting her due. total indie rock stardom.
Yeah, I still think she would have been a lot bigger, at least as far as concerts go, but because of COVID, she had to shut everything down just when she'd released her best albums.
It is really a stroke of bad luck for some people who were, yes, were really right on the cusp, and then COVID hit. A lot of them, I think, have kind of just picked up where they left off, yeah, though, and it's been, yeah, fine. But I'm sure there are people that just lost momentum, you know?
Oh, yes.
You know, even my favorite band, Proto Martyr, they had an album coming out, and they were just absolutely hitting momentum right when COVID hit. And they kind of have picked it up with some touring and stuff, and I think they're going to do another album. But it definitely hindered them for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are a lot of bands in that situation. And bands that weren't as established already. Proto Martyr already, and, you know, Waxahachie, they were well established beforehand. So it's not like they're going to just, like, drop off the face of the earth. But I think if you're at a point where you're kind of up and coming and not that many people know about you, and you're at that crucial kind of point, I'm sure that happened to a lot of people, and that's really kind of sad. So
that's right.
So anyway, we're rooting for everybody to. I mean, I do feel like people are really, really into live music now, being back. You know, even though they're putting themselves at risk, as I can say from experience. But anyway.
Yeah. When I went to the Waxahachie concert, I was without a mask, and then suddenly I saw so many people around me, and some of them were wearing masks. I said, okay, yeah, that's a good idea. So I went down and asked them, could I get a mask? And they were not kind enough to just get me one quickly. So,
oh, that's good.
Yep, I'm definitely going to use masks. But, yep, everybody be careful, but enjoy live music.
Right.
That's how they make their money.
I don't think they're going to, you know, unless there's, like, some really unexpected bad variant that's, like, really killing people and stuff. Assuming that doesn't happen, I think they're not going to shut down the live music anymore.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, I think we were well above $0 a long time ago. So,
that's right.
So it's time to say thank you, Anurag. You know, we rescheduled this like 3 times.
Mm-hmm. Always a pleasure.
And keep your eyes and ears out for all the cool new music, and let me know if there's anything you're excited about. And we'll
absolutely.
We're still, you know, I think about a month and a half ago, or maybe just a month ago, I was saying I had like 14 things that I wanted to talk about. So we've whittled those down because now we've had, you know, a couple more podcasts. But I still have several that I'm very intrigued by. Really, really fun stuff. So we're not running out yet. And there's some new releases coming out. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Have you seen some of the sites have been putting out, like, best songs and best albums of the first half of half of 2022?
And nope, I haven't.
I kind of feel like if you use the calendar year, it's disproportionate because there's more than half of the music is out now, right? Like 60% of the albums are out, because nothing comes out in December. And almost nothing comes out in November. So basically you have the two super light months of November and December, and you have one pretty light month of January. So what I'm saying here is I believe more music comes out in the first half. So, but all the way through like October, there's always a lot of great stuff. So we have a lot more coming for 2022. So
cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yep. It's going to be good. All right. Thank you. I guess we'll sign off, and we will talk to everybody again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
Good night.
The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you each week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, with correspondents from the United States, Canada, England, and Australia. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. All of our episodes can be found at willsband.net. To contact us, send email to willsband@yahoo.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.